This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Defense Department officials are trying to make it easier for soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan to vote. The officials do not want a repeat of the 2000 election when thousands of overseas ballots arrived too late to count in a razor-thin presidential contest. This year, some service members will be able to send their marked ballots by email. But as Day to Day's Eric Kneeler reports, some experts say that plan is too risky.
Specialist Jim Avery is a member of the Missouri National Guard, stationed south of Baghdad. His job is to find and blow up roadside bombs before they kill U.S. soldiers. During his downtime, Avery and his squad mates talk about presidential politics.
In the chow hall every morning, it's either Fox News or CNN. You know, people are talking about it while they eat. People are laughing at certain comments made by one person. We're all very aware of what's going on with the election.
Avery is also an elected state representative from Missouri, but he was unable to vote for himself in the state's August primary because the absentee ballots were sent out too late by state voting officials.
I know in my specific platoon, there's 21 individuals, and we all filed our paperwork at the same time and mailed it in. But we all got them back in too late of a time to get them turned back in and mailed off so that they would count.
Avery complained to Missouri Secretary of State Matt Blunt.
We certainly need to use technology to help those people who are defending our right to vote, to help them cast a ballot in the election.
On August 25th, Blunt issued new orders that allow Missouri's 3,000 military personnel to receive their ballots as an email attachment. Troops will print out and mark the ballot and then have it scanned back into the computer by a designated voting officer. It should be faster than regular mail. The downside is that these voters will give up their right to a secret ballot, according to Blunt.
The voting assistance officer would be able to see your ballot. The person in the Department of Defense who receives that email, prints it off, and faxes it's going to see your ballot. And then the local election authority is going to see your ballot.
Secrecy aside, there are also fears about hackers corrupting email ballots. Earlier this year, the Pentagon dumped a plan to allow soldiers and Marines to vote using special internet-based voting machines. A group of experts found too many flaws. Avi Rubin is a professor of computer science at Johns Hopkins University and member of that Pentagon review panel.
I'm not thrilled of using the internet in any way for vote casting. There are too many things that can go wrong. One of the problems we have with our email system today is that there's no authentication of email messages. So there's no way to know that an email message actually comes from the place it purports to come from.
Under the email system, ballots will be handled by a private contractor, Omega Technologies of Alexandria, Virginia. Omega will process the emails from troops and then fax the ballots to local officials back in Missouri. Rubin says that even if the emailed ballots are not altered, they still could be lost.
And so relying on an inherently insecure medium, in this case email, to cast votes and to send ballots around, I think is very risky.
Voting officials in North Dakota have now followed Missouri's lead and will also allow email voting. But Florida, which was the scene of voting chaos in 2000 and has the country's largest group of military voters, will only accept absentee ballots sent by regular mail or fax. Rubin says a better solution may be to speed up military mail service so that soldiers' ballots arrive before the election. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.